You want to talk Padres? Lucky for you, we're doing exactly that. This is Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio inside Petco Park.
On this Monday off day for the Padres, Padres Social Hour rolls on. We're back here at Petco Park. And as the Padres get ready to welcome in a couple of NL Central foes, it's Pirates and Cardinals coming in later this week. We now welcome in Nick Canepa for his weekly report card brought to us by Pacifico. How you been, Nick?
Oh, just wonderful.
What do you think of this outfit that Bob has on display today?
Well, if I could wear something like that, I would.
It helps to be 6'5 with that athlete's frame,
absolutely.
Right? To have the legs showing off.
It is so awesome to have Nick here next to me right now, because I remember just a couple of years ago, it was spring training. You were fighting some illnesses and had some serious, and we were really concerned that this moment might never happen. So great to have you with us. Great to have you on the show, and I hope people appreciate what a media icon that we have here on the set today.
Oh, thank you. I just hope I don't get hit with one of these skis you're wearing.
Size 15, right?
About size 18.
We'll keep them out of the way for
those things.
Clown shoes.
We don't need to injure you. Put you back in the hospital, right? Sorry.
All right, Nick. Reason you're here is for your weekly report card. So, again, a reminder, it's four categories that Nick gives grades for. It's the hitting, it's the defense, the pitching, and the coaching. So those are the four quadrants, and let's go right to it. Let's start with the offense. What's been your grade? I'm assuming it won't be good.
Not a good week for the kids. Not a good week in class. They get an F this week.
For the offense?
Yes.
I don't think you can argue with that.
I mean, it's
what they the get Padres, the previous week?
The Padres are trying – they're not a power-hitting team.
True.
And when you're not a power-hitting team, you got to be a contact team. They've struck out an average of 9.1 times a game. I mean, 16-1, 119 strikeouts now. But team batting average is like 228 or something.
People who say batting average isn't a big thing, the peripherals aren't that great either. But I think the five shutouts in 10 games, this is a report card for just the last week.
Right.
But those two Colorado games that really slant the numbers a lot, those are already outside this past week.
Well, and it's a great point that he makes, because if you're not going to hit home runs, you better not be striking out a lot, because now you're not putting any pressure on the starting rotation. You're not even giving a chance to get to the bullpen,
right,
where you do
exactly
have a chance to get some
How many times in the last two, 3 years have they come up? All they got to do is make contact.
Yep.
That's over the other night. The infield's back. Two straight guys strike out. I mean, you gotta make contact.
Yeah.
And it's something that didn't just start now.
Right.
We keep hearing they changed batting coaches, and they've had 15 now, I think, in Petco.
We've seen 10 in the last 10 years, haven't we?
Kevin Towers said the toughest job in baseball is batting coach at Petco Park. Meanwhile, they kept firing guys. But, I don't know what you can do.
Yeah,
I mean, Scan's the expert. Scan's a ball player here. I don't know what you do.
I think we've talked about it at length. We're kicking a dead horse with the offense. It hasn't been good. They know it. The players, we know it. So I'm cool with that grade, understandably so. See if they can pick it up against the Pirates coming into town. Let's go to the other side, the defense. What's your grade for that?
The defense I gave a D- to.
Really?
Well, they've got 12 errors in 13 games.
They,
what's that average out on the season? How many errors is that, Scan?
It's not working out good. Span projected out to be 162 errors in the course
they've
of the
made
season.
Some good plays now.
They
I'm
have.
Not saying they haven't.
That's why I think maybe like a C+. They're kind of like my little brother in high school who'd kill me for saying this, but he would do so well on a couple tests. He'd show the flashes, and they've had some really nice plays.
They've had
some good shifting. They've been doing well. And then you go out, and there are some clunkers. I think D's maybe a little bit.
Yeah,
well,
the second baseman with 5 errors.
I was just going to bring that up. So I was going to ask you about the middle infield defense. On the one hand, I've really enjoyed watching Alexi Ramirez play shortstop, and I've really been surprised at the errors that you just mentioned by Corey Spangenberg, who I thought came a long way last year on the defensive side, but he's had some throwing issues here in the early going.
Yeah, I mean, it's they said it was going to be a lot better, and it's not.
I think it is at shortstop.
I think the outfield's better, too.
But the right side of your infield right now with Will Myers trying to learn first base and Corey Spangenberg not playing up to what
and
I
Will's
think he's
actually made some nice plays there.
Yeah, Will.
It's been a mixed bag.
Will goes from making a play that I circle in the book,
right,
that looks great, to
right
a play that,
exactly,
what are you doing there? So I think for me it's more C+, because it's very half and half. It's give one, take one, what I've been seeing from the defense.
Well,
look, if you're not going to score a lot of runs, you better play some solid defense, and this team is going to have to up the defense to try to cover for the lack of power.
Let's just say Mike is very fortunate he never had me as a teacher.
I had the highest
GPA. Not grading on the curve there,
I had the highest GPA of every male in my high school graduating class.
Were you the only one?
there was three or four of us, yeah. That was a big class, 421 kids. That was legit. I did well in school.
And only three guys? Boy, you had a good ratio.
No, I wish. That was not the case. I just looked this up now. So their fielding percentage, the Padres, third worst in the big league. So that's bad. But in terms of defensive run save, they're actually above league average. So I think the errors really weigh down some statistics, but then they make some really good plays to make up for it.
But you think the other part that goes into this, and Nick, you'll attest to that, it's not necessarily the errors that show up. It's the plays that don't get made that should. It's the double play that doesn't get turned. It's the play that just barely gets through.
I mean, you see the shortstop, and you see the shortstop on the Diamondbacks make plays.
That made some incredible plays.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they don't have that. I mean, they just don't.
All right.
Doesn't go into fielding percentage, but makes a difference in the course of a season.
Right.
Yeah. Let's talk about the pitching. Finish up the on the field stuff.
Are
you going to do coaching first? What?
Pitching got an F.
How?
He is tough.
How is that possible? That was the one good thing they had this last week.
I'm not graduating. Are you graduating with Professor Canepa?
Yeah, we just talked about it yesterday. Yes, before yesterday's game, Robbie Earl and six earned runs that out the window, but. The starters had an ERA under 2 last week.
4.5 ERA, 100 hits in 109 innings, one save.
That's all season,
though,
right?
One save by Rodney.
I thought this report card is just for the week.
It is for the week.
Yeah.
Well, but
They had a 1.97 ERA, the starters. The relievers were under 2.5. How's that an F?
It's a bad week. You lose games, you lose games. It's all about winning and losing, man.
So I'm going to be devil's advocate on this one. I thought
they make bad pitches, and don't say they don't.
They make bad pitches that
cost them.
Nick, we talked about it in the first segment, no question about it. Robbie Erlin made some mistakes, both I think
yesterday was
and
bad,
execution.
But the 6 days before that, I thought the pitching was great.
I thought there was some improvement in James Shields' effort. I thought he was more consistent in getting his fastball to the opposite side of the plate. I thought Cashner showed some improvement. I love the fact that he was moving some feet the other day. So I'm seeing some good things. Drew Pomeranz continues to throw the ball well, as far as I'm concerned. Robbie Erlin, yeah, it was a rough outing yesterday, no question about it. So
an F, though. Really?
Hey, there's room for improvement here.
A lot, evidently. You know? So what would the pitchers have to have done to get even a B out of
you? Win games. Make pitches and win games.
So suffice it to say, when it comes to Cy Young voting, you're not
that's
one of those
crazy
guys that's
yeah,
going
you're
into
the Sabermetrics.
Win
you're the win-loss.
No, I'm the farthest thing from a Sabermetric guy in the world.
That, I mean.
I don't disagree with some of your assessments.
You almost got an expletive out of me on live TV. That's how taken aback I was.
Not everybody's like your high school teachers. Where'd you finish? First or second in your class?
First among males, number 8 overall. So pretty good.
Remember we were talking about coaches that try to push guys and bring a little bit more out? That's him right here. This is the coach that's going to push
him down, pushing him underground. An F for the pitching. Wow. All right. The coaching, I guess. I don't even know what to expect now.
I gave the
coach. Because last week you crushed the coaches.
Really? I gave the coaching a B.
Okay.
Because I have absolutely no idea what Andy Green could do to have changed this week.
Right, which is what we talked about last week, was that there was only so much the coaches could do when they struggled in the opening week.
Well, I'm curious because I missed the assessment the previous week. They got an F the previous week?
I don't think I flunked them.
Oh,
did
okay.
I?
Wasn't it an F or a D minus or something? It was definitely
it was low.
It was below
it was low,
a C.
But I don't think I flunked them.
Okay. See, here's what I was impressed with last week is that in light of everything that was going on Andy's shoulders, right? Major league debut as a manager, team gets off to a terrible start. He didn't panic. I thought that he kept himself pretty calm, didn't go for the wholesale changes. I thought that was a good sign to try to establish a little bit of leadership and some confidence in those guys early on. I don't know how you felt.
And he did
about
a great
it.
Job in the 14 inning game. He really
handling,
did a good job
the
in the double
switches. He did, yeah. No, he played that like a playoff game, and he won.
Which was
it.
Nice because he, by his own admission, he said, I didn't have much to manage the first few games, but now he's getting a chance.
Yeah, I mean, we keep hearing on he's trying to establish a culture. Well, what is that culture? It's hard, man.
Yeah, especially with the way the team has been playing in certain aspects. But the pitching for an F, I still can't get over that. An F for the pitching.
See, I gave him something to think
yeah,
about.
Yeah, no, you stirred it up. Nick, no nice one, job. Oh, he's stupefied over there.
2 earned runs, that was the max for any starter last week allowed. If that's an F, that's rough.
That's rough.
Hey, these grades all year
all
are going to be.
You, all hey. I can tell you is one thing. They're 4-9.
This is the professor that when
not
you
because
do,
of the pitching.
Look, when you get an A on your test, it's going to mean something.
Four and nine.
I can't wait. When's the over-under on the first A? This year. Will it happen ever?
Sure.
It'll happen.
All right. I guess we'll tune in and find out.
I'm looking forward to it.
Nick, thanks for swinging by and giving out the report card, even if the F on that. I still can't believe I'm going to be talking about that all show. That was brought to us by Pacifico, a rich lager born in Mazatlan, brought home by surfers, now waiting to be discovered by you. Discover Pacifico.
Easy, Mike.
An
easy.
An F for the pitching. We're back with more after this.
Easy. Pacifico gets an A.
On Padres.
Pacifico gets an A.
Back after this on Padres Social Hour.